I am Sam Sandberg, chairman of the Ajaffe Company. During my 30-year career as a principal of the company, I have worked closely with 250 of the finest independent jewelers in our industry, and have learned much about the challenges and frustrations constant in retail. While our retail community continues to grow and prosper, it is with enormous effort and resiliency that jewelers have managed to navigate the burdens endemic to profitability and to cash flow. Both challenges rise from the difficulty to manage inventory in an industry where product costs fluctuate regularly, wherein trends come and go unpredictably, and wherein change is resisted. Maximizing real return on active inventory and minimizing pain in liquidating dead inventory are the highest priorities to grow profitably in today's fiercely competitive and complex business environment. It is my observation that many retailers fail to employ perpetual inventory management systems and rely instead on riding trends to maximize profits and on short-term strategies to address dead inventory. Today's podcast, Applying the 80-20 Rule, also known as the Pareto Principle, to managing diamond jewelry inventory, posits that the 80-20 rule offers a loud call to action for managing inventory systematically and for creating a model that is natural to implement and follow. The podcast will define the 80-20 rule, explain how it works, how it has evolved, and how it should be applied to maximize benefits from rigorous management of diamond inventory. In 1906, Italian economist Vilfredo Pareto observed that 20% of the pea pods in his garden were yielding 80% of the peas. He had already calculated that 80% of the wealth in Italy during the same period was controlled by 20% of the population. He set about observing a multiplicity of phenomena and concluded that although there are many causes for any observed phenomena, it is often the case that a small subset of inputs are responsible for most of the outputs. He then posited the rule or principle that 80% of the outcomes or outputs result from 20% of all causes or inputs for any given event or undertaking. Pareto stressed that his rule or principle is not scientifically derived, nor scientifically or mathematically proven. It is important to note that Pareto was an economist, and that management theory and high-level industrial engineering didn't exist in his time. The publicizing of the 80-20 rule gave rise to the broad application of quantitative analysis to all aspects of manufacturing, production, and commerce. Most prominent among the engineering and management theorists influenced by Pareto was Joseph Juret. He was named the father of quality, and shaped much of his study and writing about operational excellence and lean manufacturing on Pareto's formulations. Juret pointed out that Pareto and his followers had observed a universal principle, one that applied in an astounding variety of situations. He held that in any group of factors contributing to a common effect, a relative few account for the bulk of the effect. Juret coined the terms vital few, the useful many, and the trivial many to refer to those few contributions which account for the bulk of the effect and to those many others which account for a smaller portion of the effect but may influence the larger effect. Today, the Pareto principle appears in all sophisticated inventory management systems. Standard steps begin with identifying the 20% of SKUs that generate the bulk of sales and profits. With an ERP enterprise, a modern enterprise resource planning dashboard, the right supply chain and metrics and key performance indicators, KPI, a quick and rolling calculation is achieved. First priority is to pay critical attention to inventory flows and assurances of optimal stock levels for the 20% component of inventory that yields 80% of the output. For the remaining 80%, mid-level performers in the 40 to 50% range should be monitored for profitability and trend direction. Low profit, downward trending SKUs should be relegated to the lowest 30 to 40% category. Better profit and upward trending SKUs should be studied for marketing remediation or promotion so as to generate increased sales volume. The bottom 30 to 40% of SKUs, which generally produce 0 to 5% of revenue, need to be liquidated by the most efficient and productive initiatives available. Dead inventory is a profound and onerous liability for most retailers. It is regularly ranked the number one or the number two pain point in our industry. While most retailers believe in the general validity of the 80-20 rule and cite it repeatedly, most don't rigorously apply it to the inventory management. Jewelers who are successful in applying the rule and benefiting from its guidance operate in the following manner. One, they understand the brand identifier of their store. Is it a bridal destination? Is it a fashion house? Is it a value venue? Two, they recognize the importance of their entire inventory mirroring the brand image of the store. Three, they understand that inventory must be divided into essential categories that are consistent with their brand language. Better jewelers carry full assortments of the following in their bridal section: loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding rings, eternity rings, and men's diamond wedding rings. In their fashion sections, they carry earrings, fashion rings, bracelets, chains, pendants, and necklaces. These categories must be maintained fully and monitored independently. Each category must grow profitably and in sales if the door is to have a long and healthy life. Pareto's principle can offer a great advantage to managing multi-category inventory assortment. To do so, the following needs to be implemented fluidly and with constant evaluation. Each category must be separately reduced to A, B, and C sectors. A, the top 20%, B, mid-level performers 40%, and C, the bottom 40%. I believe obsolete inventory that has not sold a single SKU in 12 months, category C, accounts for 40% of the vast majority of retail jewelers' inventories, and as previously mentioned, must be addressed with great urgency. Retailers must use a combination of markdowns, meltdowns, returns and swaps to vendors, engagement of auction houses, and new institutional venues that are being created singularly to assist with the liquidation of diamond jewelry. In order to convert C sector to cash, profit dilution incurred from disposing of dead inventory must be an accepted and ongoing charge to GMROI, gross margin return on investment. This dilution must be well offset by net margins accrued from sectors A and B. Too often, unsophisticated retailers insist on delaying restocking SKUs in sector A until they have made progress in reducing inventory in category C. This is a grave error as it reduces the turn of the best product and badly impacts overall profitability. A dual focus on high-performing inventory and dead inventory are all assisted by the steady use of Pareto's principle in inventory management. Let us begin with sector A, the 20% of SKUs yielding 80% of volume. Note, gross sales are not the singular metric for profitability. Margin, turn, defective rate, trend analysis, cost of shelf space, traffic generated by the SKU, must be individually measured and, with assistance from the 80-20 rule, determined to the degree of investment deserved by each inventory component. The SKU's 80-20 rankings in each of these areas must be assigned particular values, then regrouped to an 80-20 overall standing list and addressed properly. We must keep in mind that Pareto's principle has several limitations. Firstly, and most importantly, it provides only quantitative information and does not measure any qualitative attributes of outputs. For example, SKUs in Group A may lead in unit sales, but may be lower margin items and yield lower profitability, and thus do not deserve the same attention and promotional investments as high-turning, high-margin SKUs may have. These high SKUs may have high defective rates and also lower their profit contribution. SKUs in Group A may be trending upward at an accelerated pace and should be given more care. The shortcomings of the 80-20 analysis should not be reasons to reduce its measures. On the contrary, applying it to broader and more quantitative criteria like ranks and profitability, defect rate, customer interest, close rate, measures of trend directions, yield quick, comprehensive, and vital information to understanding inventory performance in all aspects critical to retail success. The other limitation of Pareto's analysis is that it only measures output within a fixed period. This is a serious limitation in an industry like ours, which is hypersensitive to trends. White gold may be dominant, but trending downwards. Halo engagement rings are category leaders, but solitaires and solitaire plus are on the move. Lab-grown shares of diamond sales are growing fast, but may be peaking. Accordingly, multiple Pareto analyses must be conducted over seasonal periods. Artificial intelligence-powered accounting systems are coming to market quickly and will allow for perpetual data analysis in multiple headings shortly. Tech and Pareto will go hand in hand, both seamlessly and comprehensively. To summarize, the retail jewelry industry is uniquely challenged to timely and profitability management of diamond inventory. Unlike other industries with wide margins on SKUs and less dependence on maintaining brand image, it cannot drastically cut prices and run liquidation sales to empty dead inventory. In addition, the tight margins earned from best-selling SKUs demand highly accelerated turnover to generate sufficient GMROI to sustain strong growth. Accordingly, the three sectors identified by Pareto, Juvan, and other visionaries must be managed intensively to keep doors strong. The vital few, properly identified by applying the 80-20 rule, both quantitatively dollars sold and qualitatively by adjusting rankings with margin turn, defect rate, customer generating traffic factors, take priority. The trivial many, products that have not sold a single unit in a measured 12-month period, must be addressed ongoingly with a careful structured liquidation system. They are pain point number one for a good reason. The useful many, 40% of inventory that generates 20% of sales, according to the 80-20 rule, are very important and must be appreciated for the vital information they reveal, which are trending up quickly, trending up slowly, which are trending down quickly, which are trending down slowly, which are static. What are the observed causes for each direction? The answers to the questions about the direction of sales of SKUs in this category are very useful guides to predicting consumer behavior and should influence marketing and investment strategy. The jewelry industry is often late to epic developments and changes in the wider business world. Automobile companies, for example, have employed the 80-20 rule in managing inventory for many decades. Toyota keeps 20% the 20% of options and accessory combinations that make up 80% of sales in perpetual stocks. Computer, appliance, and streaming entities behave similarly. Pareto curves plotted on simple input and output axes are employed against all inventory strata by a great many Fortune 500 corporations and by leading inventory management entities. AI is quickly finding places in our industry and will propel early adapters to the forefront of leadership. Creating sound models of business processes supported by tech innovation and broad best practices of cutting-edge companies are essential for achieving success today. The call to action generated by vigorously applying the 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle, to inventory management is a giant step forward.